Egypt declared a holiday to encourage voter turnout. What are you seeing in the way of turnout so far as you travel through the country?
Anecdotally, it seems a little bit lighter than yesterday. I mean, one polling place that we've gone by yesterday morning at the same time had lines around the block. Today, there was just a handful of people who were there. It seems like a lot of people went yesterday, so it could be expected that it would be lighter today.
Any feedback from voters on the first day of ballot casting?
Yes, I think people were very, very excited just to be able to make a real choice. And it's the first time for virtually everybody who's taking part that they've got an undetermined election ahead of them. And so that in itself was very, very exciting. You know, there's some nervousness about who will win, and then there's divisions and quite different visions that some of the candidates have for a future Egypt. But just getting into a polling booth and having a real selection made an awful lot of people very happy.
You're spending part of your day in a Salafi area. What is the significance of their vote in this presidential election?
Well, it's an interesting subject because their candidate, Hazem Abu Ismail, had been disqualified. It was said that his mother held dual citizenship and that would precluded him from running. So they switched, the largest part of the Salafists gave their support to the independent Islamist candidate, Munim Abu Fatua, and not the Brotherhood candidate. There has been some competition tension between the Salafists and the Muslim Brotherhood for dominance. And by going for the independent, it sort of splits that vote a little bit. It will be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Any early indications based on yesterday's voting? Any early indications of strong contenders?
The polling, there hasn't been any exit polling that would really count. And certainly the pre-election opinion surveys have been quite unreliable. We've seen huge differences, and we've had these four, possibly five strong front runners, and it really is anybody's game, it seems, at this point.